The regular Board of Education voting meeting is called to. Let's all stand for a moment of silent meditation and then the Pledge of Allegiance. Now are we ready? Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Bolts, to the rescue. So tonight's regular Board of Education voting meeting is audio recorded. Is there anyone in the audience or on Zoom that's audio or video recording? Please state your name if you are. If you're on Zoom, just raise your hand and let us know. Okay, thank you. So for President Communications, we will have an executive session for personnel reasons as soon as this board meeting is done. On to Student Council report, we have Cadis Thornton. Please come on up.
Good evening, members of the school board, administration, and guests. My name is Cadence Thornton, resident of the High School Student Council, and I'm here to provide you with an update on our activities. The Student Council is preparing for homecoming next fall. We just recently sent out a poll for the student body to vote on a theme. Some of our members also attended the PSAC Region F conference for Student Council members at Red Lion High School on Friday. Interact Club is currently working on the Wreaths Across America and wreath cleanup for the month of March. Along with that, they are still working all year for the Veteran Memorial with Mr. Bill. Rickathon is still preparing for the Gold Rush Mr. and Mrs. Four Diamonds pep rally. Along with that, they are getting ready for the Kids Night Out on March 28th from 3 to 6 p.m. Thank you for your time and support in our endeavors.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. For student recognition, we're going to have Mr. Treese with the coffee cart crew. Try to say that three times. Coffee cart crew.
I tried not to.
Yeah.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Cole and her staff and her students from the coffee cart crew. Please join me up here by the school board. This is where I was asking if anyone was nervous today, and they were like, no, not at all. So if we have the students and staff, because at the middle school, we have a very, very special program that does a really, really lot of awesome things. I think one of our students, a Mr. Aaron Wolf, might want to try to take a crack to explain what exactly his job and his friend's jobs are for the coffee cart. All right.
So coffee cart is like we go to each teacher in the school and ask them if they want coffee.
Is there anything else you give teachers and staff?
I don't like cards. That the students make the cards and teachers sometimes.
Anything else you want to share? Mr. Mustard, what's your favorite part of the coffee cart? Would you like to share that?
No.
No? I'll throw the mics for everybody here. Throw the mics for everybody here. So this group here, they're going to practice things like employability, independence, task management, regulating behavior. The crew is great to see. I can tell you from a staff standpoint, sometimes by the time you get to a Friday morning, everyone's tired, everyone's having a rough day. Ms. Cole hits up everybody with an email, making sure that we know coffee carts on the way. And the kids just, they are always have a smile on their face. Everyone feels a little bit better. They never miss a week in my 4 years here. I've got a nice iced tea, exactly two sugars, and a beautiful picture every Friday or day of the week. And it really helps keep me going. It's a very special group that everyone really, really appreciates. And I felt it was so important to get a chance to recognize in front of our community, our school community, and our school board. So thank you so much, guys, for being such a great coffee crew. I can't wait for the end of another week. Also want to say they do special events. Like they just served all the coffee, tea, and drinks for our career day we had on Friday. They're always doing cool stuff like that. And I don't know what we would do without them. And I got a cool t-shirt from them too. And that was the best part. Thank you so much for being here and a round of applause for you guys.
Thank you, Ms. Cole. Thank you, Mr. Trees. Thank you, students. We appreciate you so much and what you do in the school. So now we go to board committee and rep reports, policy committee. Oh, actually, students, if you would like to leave now that you can, this will be a good time for you to be able to leave if you need to do homework or anything like that. Although Mr. Santos wants you to stay. He just wants the coffee. I mean, or the tea, which one? Friday morning. Come back, Mr. Santos. Okay.
Normal.
No. Okay, now we will go with board committee and rep reports, starting with policy committee. Policy committee had met on in March, and we went over policy 005, organization. The committee members discussed the section of the policy that guides the appointment of committee members. And at that time, the committee made no changes to the policy. And tonight, you will see policy 102, 105, and 320 as a first read. The next meeting for policy will be April 7th. Curriculum Committee, Mrs. Kantner.
Thank you. We met the same evening. Discussion items were Chapter 339 plan. Mrs. Amy Shoemaker and Mrs. Catherine Rogius presented the revisions to the Chapter 339 plan. The following components were highlighted from the plan: prevention, intervention, and response to school counseling services, career development plan, the counseling plan, curriculum action plan, the counseling program goals, and a high school academic career plan and portfolio. The other item discussed was a field trip request. Public comment: Megan Schaefer shared positive comments about the impact of the career awareness activities on her daughter. And Ray Undersek thanked Mrs. Shoemaker and Mrs. Brogius for what they do to help students find what they like to do and how it can impact their career path. He asked to learn more about how counselors serve as agents of systemic change. Mrs. Shoemaker shared that it encourages counselors to get involved at the school level to make changes where needed. And our next meeting is also April 7th. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Personnel Committee, Mr. Cale.
Yes, the Personnel Committee met early this month, and we had the typical topics of new hires, resignations, staffing updates, and requested leaves. We'll meet again April 7th.
Thank you. General Services, Mr. Santos.
Thank you, Madam President. We only have four things on my portion of the agenda today. The first one was Mr. Ludwig brought up the floor damage in the high school kitchen. He put in a quote and received a claim for it, and that's what we'll be voting on just so it can get repaired in due time for safety issues. And then moving on to other safety, but for the children, really necessarily, is Jackson Elementary will be getting more cameras, and this is from the safety grant as well. And that's another thing that the grant is providing that we're utilizing is putting the film that we did in the intermediate school over in Jackson. Well, so this will just be preventing just anybody from looking in, and also gives us a couple seconds. And we all know a couple seconds is a big deal when it comes to safety. And then I spoke with Mr. France just before this meeting, and with the boiler at the middle school, due to the weather today, it wasn't able to be installed, but right now it's in warehouse being stored. And then once the weather clears up, it'll start the process on getting the boilers replaced within there in the middle school. And then he also informed me with the bleachers at the middle school, they were shipped on Friday and they were installed into areas that were damaged and everything like that. So thank you for everybody and their hard work, and thank you for the maintenance group for just everything you guys did. And my next meeting is April 8th. Thank you.
Thank you. Finance Committee, in place of Mr. Undersek, we have Ms. Schaefer.
Thank you. We had our meeting on March 3rd, and the discussion items were our Moody's update, where we received an A1 rating from Moody's. We had an update on the 2026 bond and HealthWorks contract, which will begin on September 1st, 2026, for the new school year. We did also discuss the contract for student photographs and the photography with LifeTouch, and our plan to move forward with looking for contracts, taking that out to bid. And Mrs. Mathias shared the 2026-2027 preliminary budget and presentation. There was one public comment, and our next meeting will be April 8th, 2026.
Thank you. Thank you. The IE13 rep report in place of Mr. Undersec, we have Mr. Weaver.
Thank you, Madam President. The IE13 met Wednesday, March 11th. It's a pilot training meeting with the board recognition of Christine Biewald, retiring with 35 years of service. Board comments include discussion on the Lebanon CTC plan. IE13 will meet Wednesday, April 8th. Next.
Thank you. PSBA report, Ms. Kantner.
Thank you. Recently, the PSBA recognized more than 55 Pennsylvania school districts as great PA schools. The 2026 State of Education report is now available on the website, psba.org. Upcoming webinars include Enhancing School Cybersecurity and Safety and Security Board Report. And nominations are being accepted for the Pennsylvania Education Innovation Awards through July 31st. These awards have honored school boards, administrators, and teachers who drive innovation and excellence. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. CTC report, Mr. Santos.
Thank you again, Madam President. With the CTC, my meeting is actually tomorrow, but tomorrow is going to be, I would advise anybody that's interested in the CTC renovation to come out or just really keep an ear out for that conversation tomorrow. We're really going to dive deep into DARC agreements and just conversations of which portions each school district will be putting into it. And then it's not up for vote, but we will be openly having that conversation in the public. So keep an ear out for that. Thank you.
What time is that tomorrow?
6:30.
Thank you. And now the Lebanon County Tax Collection Committee rep report, Mr. Santos.
Thank you, Matt. For the Lebanon County Tax Collection, the February meeting was just about reorg nominations, just new president, new director, things like that. They're looking over their ethics reports, but that's a yearly report, so just a report on that one. So thank you.
Thank you. Elko Education Foundation, Ms. Schaefer.
Our teacher grants are due April 1st, and we have three submitted to date, and our next meeting is going to be April 9th. We didn't meet this month, we meet every month. So we will set forth again on April 9th at 8 a.m. in the boardroom. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we turn to public comments, items on the agenda. Residents and taxpayers may make comments concerning items on the agenda pertaining to board governance or the operation of the district schools. Note that personnel matters are never discussed at public meetings. Residents and taxpayers desiring consideration of school board action on a topic not included on the agenda may make a written request to the superintendent by Thursday, 12 noon, prior to the day of the meeting. This is in accordance with policy 903 in the official policy manual of the school district. Sir, is there anyone for public comment items on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we will now move on to the approval of minutes from February 17th, 2026. Can I have a motion? Ms. Schaefer, a second?
Second.
Mr. Santos, any conversation? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it and the minutes pass. Now we have the approver of treasurer's report from February 28, 2026, Mr. Kramer.
balances all ending the end of February 2026. Fulton General Fund, $1,074,738.30. Summary of the First Citizens, $13,400,000. I can't even see that. 13,039 cents. I should pick something besides that white, bright, fluorescent highlight. Summary of the First Citizens account, $1,995.52. Summary of the money market account, $18,091.99. Summary of the credit account, $637,628.17. Summary of the Pliget account, $69,119.01. Summary of the Flex spending, $35,042.50. Ending balance, $15,879,776.94. On to the cafeteria fund. Balance ending same date. $413,411.96. In the construction fund, $916,159.30. In the construction fund at Fulton, $707.69. And the capital reserve fund, $142,807.51. And that, Madam President, is your treasury report.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Here.
Mrs. Morrissey, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Weaver. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the report passes. Now we're on to Personnel Committee, Mr. Kale.
Tonight we have items A through M as listed. Is there any cause for separation? Hearing none, I move on. Item A, I move to accept the letter of retirement from Brian Eisenhower, maintenance, June 18, 2026. Item B, I move to accept the letter of retirement from Linda Ball, middle school custodian, May 31st. Item C, I move to accept a letter of resignation from Dennis Egan, second shift custodian, to February 18, 2026. Item D, I move to accept a letter of resignation from Andrew Boomer, middle school building substitute effective February 19, 2026. Item E, I move to accept a letter of resignation from Amanda Sharp, food service worker effective retroactive to March 6, 2026. Item F, I move to accept a letter of resignation from Billy Jean Martin, full-time specialized paraprofessional effective and retroactive to March 10, 2026. Item G, I move to accept a letter of resignation from Jackie Bender, indoor track assistant coach effective and retroactive to February 17, 2026. Item H, I move to approve a letter of temporary employment to Elena Clements as a long-term substitute intermediate school special education teacher at a salary of Bachelor Step 1, prorated and retroactive to March 5, 2026. Item I, move to approve the employment of Allison Kuchelman, second shift custodian at a rate of $16.44 per hour, 8 hours per day, effective start to be determined. Item J, I move to approve the employment of Dmitry Shmelev, second shift custodian at a rate of $16.99 per hour, 8 hours per day, effective start day to be determined. Item K, I move to approve the employment of Emily Hess, part-time food service worker, the rate of $14.63 per hour, 5 hours per day, effective and retroactive to March 11, 2026. Item L, I move to approve the following individuals as a new driver, noting that all drivers are employed directly through Wrightville Transportation as listed. And the final item, M, I move to approve adding the following individuals to the Elko volunteer listing for the 2025-2026 school year as listed, noting all required documentation, clearances, and trainings are on. That's all I have.
Thank you. We have items A through M for a motion. Do I have one?
Motion.
Ms. Schaefer, do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Santos. Is there any discussion? I would just like to thank everyone on here for your service, for your years of service. We really appreciate you and the work you all have done in the district. All right, seeing no other comments. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Curriculum Committee, Mrs. Kantner.
Hey, thank you. There are only three items. Is there any cause for separation? Okay, seeing none. A, move to approve the Elko K-12 school guidance plan as required by Chapter 3339, Vocational Education of the Pennsylvania State Code. B, move to approve Michael O'Neill, high school English teacher, Kim Sando, middle school art teacher, and Nick Wright, middle school STEM and technology education teacher, and approximately 7 high school and 15 middle school students to travel and participate in the TSA, which is the Technology Student Association State Conference, to be held April 15th through 17th, 2026, at Seven Springs Mountain Resort in Seven Springs, Pennsylvania. And C, move to approve Morgan Peterson, high school music teacher, and 1 student to travel and participate in the All-State Chorus Festival to be held April 22nd through the 24th, 2026, at the Kalahari Convention Center in Pocono Manor, Pennsylvania. That's it.
All right, Mrs. Cantner has a motion for items A through C. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Santos. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Policy Committee, is there any cause for separation for items A through D? Okay. We'll start with items A through C since they're a first read. Item A, move to approve policy 102, academic standards for first reading. Item B, move to approve policy 105, curriculum for first reading. Item C, move to approve policy 320, freedom of speech by employees for first reading. So there's a motion for items A through C. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Cantner. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that motion passes. Now, item D, I move to approve the following policies, revised, reviewed, and or new for a second reading as listed. So there's a motion for item E. Do we have a second? Second by Mrs. Cantner. Any discussion?
Just a point. It's D.
Yeah.
For the record, it said E.
Did I say E? Maybe it was my Southern accent. I meant D.
Ray's not here.
Oh. That's right, you are.
I am right.
You are.
Point of order.
Item D. Any discussion on item D? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. All right, General Services, Mr. Santos.
Thank you, Madam President. I need to separate items A through C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move to approve a proposal from Low B Systems Inc. for the purchase and installation of cameras and a server at the Jackson Elementary School at the cost of $49,359.07. Item B. Move to approve a proposal from Master Power to the purchase and installation of the safety and security window film on designated windows at the Jackson Elementary School. The total cost of the project is $4,900 even. Item C, move to approve a renewal with JAMF to use their Connect Basic solution and device management licensing at the cost of $3,255.96. Item D, move to approve a proposal from Liquid Flooring LLC for the replacement of the high school kitchen floor at the cost of $28,880 even.
All right, Mr. Santos has a motion for items A through D. Is there a second?
Second,
Mr. Weaver. He was first. Any discussion?
I just want to talk about item D. I brought it up in my report for the General Service, but also want to just mention that Mr. Ludwig, he went out and got multiple quotes, and I just want to be transparent that this was the best price value for the flooring. And once again, that we did go with the insurance and just got a claim from it. So I know it's a hefty price for the flooring, but reality, we're saving some, and I'm just going to keep the staff the administrators, anybody that's working in the kitchen, safe from any type of injuries. So, thank you.
Okay, any other comments? All right. All those in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it and the motion passes. Finance Committee, Ms. Schaefer.
There are items A, B, and C. Any thoughts to remove? Seeing none, I move to approve payment of bills found listed and attached to the March 16, 2026 board agenda for payment in February 2026 in the amounts indicated below. Item B, move to approve a subscription to PA REIT for the period of July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2027 at a cost of $1,099. And item C, move to approve a three-year agreement for primary care services between Eastern Lebanon County School District and Lancaster General Medical Group with the option to automatically renew for an additional 2 years effective September 1st, 2026. Thank you.
So we have a motion on the floor for items A through C and finance. Is there a second? Second, Mrs. Morrissey. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it and the motion passes. Now we're on to the superintendent's report, Mrs. Vicente.
All right. Thank you. We will begin with principal reports and we'll begin with Jackson Principal Mrs.
Good evening. Okay, so at Jackson in February, Jackson celebrated students who exemplified our B rules. So be respectful, be responsible, and be ready to learn with a PBIS report called the Jackson Diner. So we turned our gymnasium into a 1950s style diner with tablecloths and music and activity placemats. So students who consistently demonstrated following the rules, they got to come and attend. So this is not only a fun event, but also recognize positive choices made by our students. This Wednesday, on March 18th, Jackson will host our Rising Raiders workshop for incoming kindergarten families for Jackson and Fort Sumter. This event supports a smooth transition into kindergarten. It gives students the opportunity to meet the Jackson kindergarten team, learn about our program, and participate in some interactive sessions so they get some ideas of things that they can practice over the summer to get themselves ready for kindergarten. We'll also share a really great cafeteria-provided chicken nugget dinner, so I'm super excited about that. Over that, we'll build relationships and strengthen our homeschool connection as we get our newest learners ready for kindergarten. This is Help is next.
Hello, everyone. Just from Fort Sumter, on March 3rd, we had our kindergarten orientation night. We had a great turnout and it was such a pleasure meeting so many new families and welcoming them to the Fort Sumter community. Later this week, in honor of Agriculture Week, we are looking forward to having our high school FFA members come over and read to our students. We always appreciate that partnership with the high school, and our students enjoy the time spent reading and working with the high schoolers. And then a few weeks after Agriculture Week, we have the Mobile Ag Lab coming to Fort Zeller. We are very, very grateful to our PTO for providing our students with these hands-on opportunities for learning. So those are a few things that are happening in Fort Zeller. Dr. Gerhardt, you're up.
Thank you, Mrs. Howe. All right, so I have two items from the intermediate school, both kind of center around our thriving students goal at the intermediate school and across the district. First is our Ag Literacy Week. This is how to talk about a little bit. So we do something every single day. Our FFA students at the high school come down or create something each day for us. But today was our kickoff assembly. They had activities for our students. They brought in a guest speaker from AgriTier to talk about it with the kids. And you had 500 children just sitting there watching a combine go across the screen as he's explaining the process and explaining what it does. And it was just silence. I mean, they enjoyed it. They talked about it. They enjoyed the pedal cart races. They enjoyed getting in a little hazmat suit. Like, it's a great activity, and it really shows our students the kickoff of all the different activities that agriculture has in our area. Tomorrow is a video that the FFA students created that they'll do during their science classes. in the intermediate school. Wednesday is the big giant event where they take over the back lawn of the middle school and they bring in equipment, they bring in different businesses throughout our area, and the petting zoo is always very popular as well. Thursday is forestry and wildlife, so we'll have the woodmobile. It is much more interesting than what it might sound. Look, it's an entire trailer of just wood and different things about it. The people who run it are phenomenal at capturing their attention, showing them all the different things involved with it, and it's just a great activity for our students, and we appreciate them coming back each year. And then Friday is like a wrap-up activity that the FFA kids take all the footage, all the pictures, and create a video montage with an activity for our students. So we at the intermediate school greatly appreciate all the work that the high school FFA students do for that. And then we always tie in a dress day. So today we had a bunch of chicks, which were dressed in yellow, a couple cows and pigs, people dressed up because it was dressed like a farm animal, some leopards. I never saw a lot of leopard print animals, but you know, hey. And then we, you know, have different days throughout the year that the staff gets into. It's just a great activity. And the other event is coming up in a couple of weeks. We have our third annual Boundary in a Box. So this is in cooperation with Mrs. Martin, Jen Martin's position. So they have come back. This is, like I said, our third year. And it's a Wednesday and a Friday. We split it up. We do it with just our fifth graders. And they, BQC, which is the foundry, local foundry, they, through donations, they provide all the materials. They provide their staff coming in. And our fifth graders see the whole process from literally pouring the metal, filing it down, and there's always a newly created Elko emblem medallion that gets created each year through the BQC process. So it's a great way to kind of let our kids just kind of see what are the different types of jobs out there that we get to experience. So that's it from the IS.
Question, sir.
Yes.
The Woodmobile.
Yes.
Is that a private entity or a governmental entity?
It's. That's a great question. Honestly, don't know if it's. I think it's a public. I don't think it's a government.
Well, it certainly sounds interesting.
It's fair. I truly don't know the answer, but I'll get back to you. Okay. I just know they're really good. So, Mr. Treese, please come on up.
Yeah, come on down.
Kind of staying the same theme of. Trying to stay in the theme of careers and things like that. Last Friday, the 13th, we actually had our career day. I think we had 48 presenters. Everyone showed up, a whole lot of different community members, some stable we've had for a long time. We also had our student council at Red Lion High School. It's the first time in junior high student council for, I'm not sure how many years, but for a while that they participated in a regional conference, which I think is a huge thing for us growing our own student council, student leadership, and being aligned with the high school today, but also. I want to talk about ACME as well because the FFA does a huge credit for them. They really started 2 years ago making adjustments so that our middle school kids could engage not in the same way that elementary students get to. We had our kickoff assembly that the kids really enjoyed and loved. We had Mr. Grumbine in to give a presentation. We had the Ziegler's in to talk about their farm. I had to drink white and chocolate milk and try to guess what percent milk fat percentage was, and I got every single one wrong. Dave Ziegler had a lot of fun with that, so that was good. And then we kind of continue all week too. We have our big day on Wednesday. One big difference between middle school and high school is our science class presentations are a little different tomorrow, but on Thursday, we do more of an industry presentation where the kids are really getting to learn about all the different careers associated with ag. We're just really excited for me and having that partnership and look to keep growing it. That's all in the middle school. I will turn it over to Ms. Hines.
All right, so I assume that my principal colleagues are going to cover ag literacy week, so thank you for doing that. So I will share a little bit about kind of keeping on the career readiness theme. We are in the middle of doing a three-part series on future and career readiness with our students. So we are holding a three-part series of workshops. The first workshop focused on resume writing. So we had experts come in, some from the Chamber of Commerce. They came in, worked with some of our senior English classes. And then we also had a lunch and learn format where any student could sign up to participate in these workshops, either all three of them or just one. So the first one focused on resume writing. They came in and presented some great tips to the students on how to present a resume, some of the current trends with resumes. And they actually have examples there. had the students critique based on what they had just shared, what they felt and gave feedback on their example resumes. So it was really cool to sit in and hear the student feedback on that. Second workshop provides students with interview tips. So students heard from two business development managers who pretty much just interview people all day long, every day. So they helped our students to prepare for an interview, gave them some general guidelines, and then also had the students practice and interview each other using questions that were specific to various industries. And then finally, this week, we'll be holding mock interviews. So right now, Mrs. Martin has over 13 business professionals coming in to participate and interview our students. So again, we'll be going into the English classes with many of our seniors, and then also the students sign up for Lunch and Learn to do a mock interview during that time as well. So just really excited to see all the students, they hear the before and the after, so when they go through these experiences. So we're anxious to see how they do on this week with the mock interviews. And I also just wanted to highlight three OCO students who are also at the CTC and got inducted last week into the National Technical Honor Society at the Career and Technology Center. So congratulations to Josie Matos-Lebron. She is in medical assisting. Alexa Shannon is in health careers technology, and Lena Geiser is also in health careers technology. So they had a ceremony last week at the CTC, got to honor all three of those students, and just a shout out for that for the accomplishment at the CTC. And then I will turn it over to Mr. Mealy for
athletics. Evening, everyone. Thank you very much. Winter sports are officially over. It was a productive winter season for us. Both basketball teams qualified for the District 3 5A tournaments. Our boys got defeated by West York, who's playing in the state final four tomorrow night. So there's a lot of talent throughout District 3, let alone the state of Pennsylvania. But things officially came to an end last weekend at the Hershey State Championships for PIAA wrestling for boys and girls. We really had a good weekend. I was there with the kids on the girls' side. Junior Kylie Trostel placed fourth overall in the state in the 112-pound weight class. The week before, she was the District 3 regional champion throughout all of District 3, placed fourth in the state, tremendous accomplishment. This medal was the highest such medal we've had in the history of the wrestling programs. Going back to 2004, that medal winner was Matt Lombach, if anyone calls Matt. On the boys' side, another junior, Clint Miller, placed seventh in the 160-pound weight class. That is the first boys' PIAA state medal we've had since 2007, ironically, David Ziegler. So that was nearly 20 years ago. Just to show you how talented boys' wrestling and girls, for that matter, is. This weekend of the NCAA championships out in Cleveland for college wrestling, 65% of the wrestlers are from Pennsylvania. Okay, so I am a big wrestling fan myself, so follow a lot of that closely. Clint Miller was named Lebanon County Male Athlete of the Week last week for the state. Believe it or not, Raider spring sports are underway. We're off to a tough start. Opening day was postponed on Friday. Today we have a full slate of athletics that will postpone. So we'll get there. Need Mother Nature on our side, but all schedules are out there. They're all posted. I always laugh when I post the spring sports schedules because they just get crossed out and turned upside down in every which direction. It's obviously already started, but we'll press through. Good luck to all of our teams and coaching staffs. Have some really good participation. Should be a nice spring for us. And just, in closing, want to thank the Elko maintenance team really for their help in getting all the fields and things squared away from the spring. It's not really an easy task. There's always something to do. There's a lot of communication and work involved. So I just appreciate the efforts that the maintenance team puts into our facilities and field. It is going to be a lot of work on for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm going to give a little update on our ESL population. Right now, we have about 85 English language learners that our ESL teachers are working with directly. And right after winter break until the end of February, for a 7-week span, they were administering the yearly test that all of our English language learners have to take called the WETA Access. And what that is a test that measures their English proficiency and is one measure or one data point that we use to determine whether a student moves from an active to a monitor status. So like I said, our three teachers are working with 85 students individually or in small groups right now. So they see them
It depends on the student, where they are in terms of their language proficiency, from anywhere from a couple times a week to every day. And once they reach the level of proficiency that's needed, they move to a monitor status for 4 years. And right now we have 16 students that are on a monitor status. Our active numbers remain pretty steady the past couple of years, between 80 and 85 students, but our monitored numbers continue to grow. So as we are moving the kids to that monitor status, we're moving students up to that level. So we're excited about that.
Thanks. Here to talk about the Apple Learning Coach program. It's a free professional learning program for educators who have the capacity to serve as coaches for their colleagues in the district. We had previously had Judy Oppenhauer, Nick Wright, and Caitlin Strayer participate in this 40-hour coursework, which is some of it is synchronous, some of it is asynchronous, to obtain this certification. Those individuals have either been retired or now back in the classroom. And as a result, I was in conversation with Jack's media specialist, Angie Rodriguez. We decided to apply, so Angie and I are now going through the program ourselves. We had a kickoff last Monday, which is a webinar, and we're currently working through some of the first unit coursework and hope to obtain that certification by the end of the year. Thank you.
Just a couple things. Weather seems to be a topic lately, and on Thursday, I started the day over at Fort Zeller to meet with the staff quickly before the day started. And I was getting all ready, set up in the library, made sure I was connected to technology, and the lights flickered. Came back on. Flickered a second time. Okay, it came back on. Yeah, well, they flickered the third time and they went down. And with Jody was not there. And with kids coming into school with about 20 minutes to spare, we called Jim. And Jim, do you want to hold up what's underneath your chair? Can you reach that? So the building was kind of dark. And now we have a lot of battery-operated lamps. Ooh, and we are prepared tonight just in case the power went down. But I have to tell you, in that short time, the staff came together as such a team. Specialist said, Julie, don't worry. We got it. We can come up with a plan. I said, how long do you need? They said 45 minutes. Thankfully, Fort Zeller is a small school. I got my steps in that day. And so I said, okay, 45 minutes. One by one, we got the kids back into their classrooms. We had Wi-Fi, ironically. We had security. We also had heat. So we were, and we had food. So we were okay and said, we'll get a message out to parents, but the kids are okay and they'll stay with us. So we were calling it Camp Fort Zeller, where frenzy turns to fun. We could just make a fun day out of this. So teachers were great, pulled together. I have a couple pictures of just them working together because it was just such a really neat moment. Maintenance guys, everybody coming together, opening the boxes, and just really came together. Dave Ludwig, I said, let's get lunch. And we brought lunch in for the staff. So just as Jody called me, I'm in the lobby and we're ready to kind of do the team break and let Camp Fort Zeller start. The power came back. So just want to say a huge shout out to Fort Zeller staff, truly how they came together and it was not going to be an issue. They had it. They had a plan. And you do have a plan now in case the lights go out again.
I know. It's safe. Yeah.
They were great about that. We're like, we got this. But just want to thank the entire Fort Zeller team really for their professionalism and the commitment and how they came together. I think the kids were a little disappointed that we didn't get to do that. But two other quick things I want to share. Last year, you heard me talk about the innovation challenge from Schott Pharma, and we had first and second place. Well, we're winners again. And this year we have the second and third place in the Schott Pharma Innovation Challenge. And we will be up at Schott in April to recognize the students. And so I'll share more information then and we'll recognize those students. And then finally, pleased to share, as of late, there have been many teacher recruitment opportunities and we have been participating in them. Earlier this month on March 4th, Lebanon County held its first teacher recruitment fair and we were at Cedar Crest for that. Last week, we were down at Millersville for their recruitment fair. And then on next Friday, Cindy will be headed up to the Penn State or at State College for the PSEA Student Conference Teacher Career Fair. So looking to secure some teachers for some of our positions next year. But Very pleased that we've done that for these past three opportunities. To share some upcoming dates and announcements, on the 17th, tomorrow, we have a two-hour late start for students kindergarten through 12. The 27th is the end of the third marking period. Our spring break is April 3rd through 6th. April 7th will be the policy, curriculum, and personnel committee meetings. April 8th will be general services and finance committee meetings. April 17th and 18th will be the intermediate school musical. And on April 20th, we will have the next regular Board of Education voting meeting. And that is all.
Thank you. Appreciate you. All right. Now we're on to public comments, items on or off the agenda. Residents and taxpayers may make comments concerning items on the agenda pertaining to board governance or the operation of district schools. And note that personnel matters are never discussed at public meetings. So is there any items on or off the agenda for public comment? No one for public comment? Okay, we'll move on. Board announcements or comments. Anyone on the board have an announcement or a comment?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to thank Linda Bollinger for her time at the middle school. Where is he? Mr. Treese? And Brian Eisenhower. Did anybody in the school district call him Brian? I've known Brian for probably 25, 28 years, and just about 2 years ago, found out his real name was Brian. But it's pretty interesting how that goes. Hardworking people, I appreciate all that they've done for us.
Anyone else? Yeah.
Just acknowledging everyone that participated behind the scenes and on the stage for the musical Oklahoma. I've not seen that in years. It was hard to sit there and not sing along. So we did a great job. It was awesome.
Anyone else? All right, moving on to old business. Are there any old business? All right, new business. Is there any new business? Okay.
Like to make a motion to add to the agenda, if I can do that. That a person, it's regarding the committee assignments. Requesting committee assignments submitted by board members be accepted and that the committee membership be reassigned as follows: Howard to General Services and Megan to the Hill.
So first we would, yeah, go ahead.
So first there needs to be a motion to amend the agenda.
Yeah.
So your first motion is a request to amend the agenda. You will need a first and a second and a majority vote.
So making a motion to amend the agenda.
Second by Mr. Kale. Mr. Kale. Any discussion on that?
I mean, I think that it's committee, board members should be on the committees that ultimately are going to benefit the district and the kids. And if that's not.
Well, first we have to speak on the first motion.
Right.
To amend.
That's why.
So it would, but if there's any questions on
about
amending the agenda.
No.
Okay.
So now you're going to take a vote?
Yes.
Roll call vote, Madam Secretary. Yes.
Right now there's a motion on the floor to amend the agenda. And we will take a roll call vote.
Okay, Mr. Santos, how do you vote on amending the agenda?
No.
Mrs. Kantner, how do you vote?
No.
Mr. Weaver, how do you vote?
No.
Mrs. Schaefer, how do you vote?
Yes.
Kramer, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Kale, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mrs. Morrissey, how do you vote?
Aye.
Here and Mrs. Moyer, how do you vote?
No.
It is a tie.
So motion fails. So any other new business? Okay, seeing none. Just a reminder, there is a executive session after our business meeting. And now we are adjourned.
Motion.
Make a motion. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Motion. Thank you. Second. Second, Mr. Santos. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Ayes have it, and we are adjourned.